Are we living in a revolutionary moment? Fareed Zakaria makes the case that we are. And if he's right, there's a lot at stake.
I think the stakes are really liberal democracy. What has happened is the people who are displaced, anxious, angry, radicalized, the focus of their ire, their attention is basically to tear down the system, you know, the world that produced all this.
Hear more this week on The Gray Area, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Blast off! I said that like 2 weeks ago, and it was kind of funny thing to say after that opening. You saw two names flying through space, and they are in the building, but they're getting prepped and ready to roll. Ready to roll, because we got to put microphones on them and stuff. The Uber traffic for a 6:15 Pacific time show is bad. Shut up back there. So he's getting ready. They're getting both getting ready, but you saw the names, right? It's going to be a super fun show. When it turns 6:20, it'll be 4:20 somewhere.
Ding! 4:20 somewhere!
We've got Hawaii will be celebrating 4:20 with us live in 4 minutes. So that's pretty exciting. Some other small islands in the Pacific, you know, like Kiribati. It really says like Kiribati. Like that's the example that we go, of course, there's Kiribati. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing it right. And then in the AM for some crazy people in like Helsinki, Finland, and Athens, Greece, you know, they're up all night worrying about their economy. So you might as well smoke a bowl at 4:20 a.m. Johannesburg, Cape Town, South Africa, Zimbabwe. It's crazy that it's 4:20 a.m. for all those folks. And it looks like he's coming in. The gentlemen are coming into the arena. We don't have play-on music for you guys, but we can all applaud for Open Mike Eagle and John DiMaggio.
Hello, sir.
Hey, buddy. Welcome.
How are you?
Good to see you.
Good to see you as well.
I'm happy to say that the rapper was here on time.
Yeah, well.
That's an exciting occurrence.
All I got is.
When that goes down.
I got the 405.
Yeah. I'm the only rapper that lives in the neighborhood, so.
Oh, you live close by?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, all right.
See, there it is.
That works out great.
Coming from the valley and shit.
You guys, this is a couple of first timers we have on our hands here.
Yes.
And I'm excited that have been bugging about this.
I know, and I've been like,
for 2 years.
I don't know, I'm and then finally I was like,
you're
an
like,
idiot.
What about the children?
Yes, exactly. Like, that was my whole worry. And then I was like, the kids aren't gonna watch them. What the hell am I talking about?
Well, so the people know you're a voice in a million things, and you're in a motion picture that they could watch called Voice in My Head.
No. I know that voice.
I know that voice.
Yeah, it's all right.
No, Voices in My Head. What's that? Oh, that's Judd Apatow's book. I think.
Yes, that's right.
I Know That Voice is a movie, a documentary all about cartoon voiceover people.
Yeah, and it was
lots of great ones. You know, Pinky and the Brain.
All of them. I got everybody. The only people I didn't get was Frank Welker, who does everything, like the original Freddy on Scooby-Doo, and Tress MacNeille.
Like, he's one of the people listed, like, as E.T.
No,
and,
he's big ones. I think he's actually the highest grossing actor in Hollywood. Like, he's been involved in everything. Hey, there it is. Hey, he made it.
It's 19
He made
minutes.
It. Frank Welker is representing. Pow!
That's not his voice.
I know,
That means it's 19 minutes after the hour, so we have to start smoking in a minute.
Okay.
So we'll talk more about, I want to talk more about you and the children.
Yes.
But we've got, today's strains are provided by Sequoia Wellness Delivery. A gentleman from there is here. And the fucking guy has got Adventure Time tattoos.
No shit.
Oh, boy.
See, that's...
Yeah, isn't
all
that
right, good?
That's
I'm
crazy...
I'm in the right place.
And, a friend of ours here at the show that works for Jash, she's got a Bender tattoo on her arm.
Right.
So you have to sign that today.
Yes.
And Sativa from those nice folks over on the west side of Los Angeles, they deliver to Hollywood, Palisades, and Mar Vista.
They brought some strawberry banana is the sativa.
It's like
oh,
a
look
smoothie.
At you.
Oh,
I'm all over
like
this. I'm all over
like
this.
Like we're making the weed version of Sideways.
Yeah.
And then and then I always say this one wrong. The indica is...
I'm not smoking any Jack Herrera, okay? I'm not smoking any... Sorry.
That was good.
Anybody?
Yeah. Instead of the wine that Jumati is screaming about.
Merlot.
Hirawana, is that how you pronounce it? Like heroin wana? Like that's how strong it is?
Yeah. Like green heroin.
All right, heroin. We got some heroin on the table too if you guys want to go that deep. Do you
No.
Do you go that deep open,
that,
Mike?
That doesn't sound like a place people should go.
Yeah. Like
it's too deep.
Yeah. Nobody needs the.
I'm with you on
but
that.
But also, isn't there a green crack also? Like,
I'm all right with the green crack.
It's too much. What's going on with you, Open Mic Eagle? What do you got?
Feeling a little underrepresented in the tattoo department around here.
Right, yeah.
That's
why
for sure.
Yeah.
What should people put on themselves to represent you?
I don't know, but just grab a Sharpie and do something quick.
Do something.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
make
somebody
me feel comfortable
make
in
this
here.
Guy feel like he's not here. Sitting next to
they're all
world's most leading. What?
They're all packed.
Yeah, we pre-packed them all with the sativa because we assume that you've got things to do tonight.
So yes, I do.
What's the difference between sativa and I never can figure out the difference.
Really?
I just get high.
Really?
I just get really high
yeah,
either
too.
Way. Like, so
no,
I don't know.
I'm a sativa guy. Indica is a real body high, and the sativa is a bright, like brainy high.
Okay.
Like indica, they say in the couch.
In the couch.
Yeah, because you're just
easiest way to remember.
Done. It's like indica's at night, sativa's during the day. That's what they say, and the indica's good for pain. Actually, they're all good for pain. But which one is, so they're all, huh?
They're all good. They're all good for pain and they're all good.
They're all good.
Like which
one's not
makes
that?
Things
the heroin,
better.
No, which one's not
the heroin?
We didn't load any heroin. Heroin is standing by and I'll probably
okay.
snort it later.
Should I light up for
I've been talking for 2 minutes and now
Hawaii?
It's too late.
Uh-oh.
We have to wait until 7:20. Go ahead. Smoke.
So I just grab one of these
mm-hmm.
too.
Whatever you like. We got some pens from our friends at Honey Farm, still not available nationally, but still delicious.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's delicious.
That's a fun pipe too,
nice
the old bubbler there.
The bubbler.
Yeah.
You got the bubbler there. That's a good one.
Listen, if you're gonna do a bunch of crazy voices,
I'm not.
I need you to step out.
Yeah, really? Freaking you out? I'm sorry.
I can't handle it.
No, it's okay.
No, I love it.
You know what they call? They call water fountains in northern New England,
bubblers. Just go over there, get a drink from the bubbler.
And, yeah, stupid. I don't know. That's a nice little. Oh, yeah, finish this.
Yeah, finish it. We do a segment on the show.
I'm good.
All of our segments have like musical stings, you know, like when I say it's 4:20 somewhere, you suddenly hear Linda from Bob's Burgers saying,
ding, 4:20 somewhere.
That's fantastic.
So yeah, so now, of course, we got it while you're here, we got to get a Bender one.
Yeah,
and
will.
The segment we don't have a sting for, a soundbite, a thing like that, a drop, if you will,
mm-hmm.
is for a segment we do called High History, where we ask you questions about when you started smoking.
Ooh.
So what's like a Bender catchphrase that could also have the words high history? Like what's your high history and then one of his typical insults?
God. I think maybe he would say something like, I'm gonna have my whole own high history with blackjack and hookers. In fact, forget the blackjack.
It's too long.
It's way too long.
He's so long-winded, robot.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure it out. It's just, you know.
All right, you can think about it. We don't have to do it right this second.
I'm going
to
figure it out.
We don't have to commit to anything right away.
All right.
Let's
smoke already. That's a good one right there.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That was it. Did we get it?
I'm sorry. Good. Sorry,
no,
guys.
I felt that in my body.
Yes,
great.
I'm sorry.
I'm glad I could follow the command right now.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
All right. So Open Mike Eagle, for anyone who doesn't know, is, you know, like I mentioned earlier, a rapper, but also it's not all comedic, is it? Is basically
all of the rapping,
comedy
no.
or
no.
Kind of fun, just fun?
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes it's dark and sad shit, too.
Oh, all right.
You know, It's all over the place.
And what's your podcast, Secret Skin? What do you get into on that?
I talk to rappers and comics and writers as creators. It's an interview show, and try to get at whatever stuff people might be going through that they don't get a chance to talk about. Kind of give them a chance to push their own narrative.
Their feelings.
Yeah. We don't get to talk feelings in hip hop enough.
I like it.
Jesus.
Master at work.
Yeah. Wow.
Right?
Yeah, you're getting it done.
That's what I do, son. I get it done, son.
Would you like to hear my impression of a bong hit?
I would love it.
All right. This is a go. This has been a long time.
Do you have to take a sip of water first?
No.
That's how I do it. Billy. If you did that behind a closed door, though, I think you were jerking off.
Yeah, like really fast. That too, all of it.
That was good.
It's good, right?
That was good.
Maybe add a little cough at the end.
No.
Because you took that hit really well.
No, like, that's not
it's
that.
Interesting
no.
that when
if you
you're
go back for another one, that's when you
thing.
Cough.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You have to get somebody's like, do that again. And then you add the cough.
I just always did it this way.
There you go. You ha- that's
a takes s- no talent.
That's a
see. He's all talented over here. I'm just like.
That's a smaller bong.
Yeah, yeah. It was a little thin, like. Oh, listen to that.
That's the little plastic one he had in college that you hid in the closet that always stunk up the room. What a jerk.
what was your first time? How young?
My father introduced the Klan to the weed long time ago.
And well, that's a weird story.
Yeah.
Your father taught the KKK.
Yes. He did. He totally got high.
He introduced them to the
John
world of weed.
Birch
Is that
Society.
Why we hear from them less these days? They're just happy in their sheets somewhere.
Yeah, he's down in Florida. No, he used to smoke with his friends, and his reasoning was that he didn't want us going out on the street and smoking something that was out on the street that he didn't know what it was. So my oldest sister was like in high school and partying, and it was the fucking 70s. And so I was very young, but I remember once finding a roach in the bathroom and I smoked it, and I was about 9 or 10. It was like, I was young, and I ended up, like, my sister came in after me, and she was like, did you smoke pot in there? Oh, my God, you're in such trouble. You're in total trouble. And I was like, no, don't tell. Oh, my God, please.
And you're high.
Oh,
and you're
high as shit. It was a hot summer day. Jeez. And I'm like, oh, my God. And I ran into my room and shut the door. And I'm like, I got to hide. Like, I was completely out of my, I was like, I got to hide. I go into my closet where the winter comforter is, and I hide under that. Like three and a half hours later, my family, my parents are like,
holy shit, they left for a trip to Paris and then you were home alone.
Where the hell is John? He's like, late day, asked my sister, like, where is he? And she was like, and she didn't say anything.
Oh.
That's the worst part. She didn't say shit. She was just like, and she was just like, went and like, I don't know, listened to records or some shit. I don't know what she did, but. She did not tell my family.
Remember how we used to listen to records?
Oh, records.
Yeah.
Record albums.
I'm gonna put a record album on.
Record albums. And so I was in there.
Gotta get
so
up they, and turn the record
so
over.
So they look all around the house, and then they find me in there, and they wait. I'm covered in sweat. It's like, because it's like 9,500 degrees in the closet.
Yeah, you're high.
And I'm high, and I'm just
blanket.
And I'm a child, I'm like 10 years old. And like, oh God. And yeah, they were like, what'd you do? And I was like, and I was laughing and crying at the same time. I was like, I smoked it. It was funny. It was just, I kept going back and forth and they just put me to bed. Yeah, it was rough. It was rough. My mother was none too pleased. My mother was not fucking happy at all.
Mike, what's your first time?
Oh man, the first time I smoked, I didn't get high at all. I was like in eighth grade. We ran and found a river somewhere. It was in Chicago. I don't even understand where this took place. But yeah, we went and we cut school or some shit and we smoked. And I think everybody else was high, but nothing happened for me that first time.
Yeah?
I didn't get really, really, really high until the first time I smoked when I was in college. And I don't know what was about this particular joint, but all I can remember is me and a buddy of mine. Similar to you, he was standing in the middle of our dorm room at one point with his blanket wrapped around him, saying, I'm going to bed. I'm going to bed. And I lied on my bed, and this is the first time I ever really remember being high. There was this LL Cool J tape playing. We went and bought an LL Cool J tape from the campus record store or whatever. And I was just like fantasizing videos to the songs as they played in my head. I was just completely lost in creating videos in my mind for these old school rap songs. And then that was when I was high the first time, for real.
That's a much better story.
I couldn't tell you anything about the first time I got high.
It's been that long.
Oof. Well, I mean, I think I could pinpoint like a, you know, a state that I was, you know, California,
yeah,
with some other comedians. I know who the comedians were, like Posehn and Proops,
right,
up in the Bay Area. But yeah, because when I tried it in high school, I've told this story before, but just to, you know, I didn't do it right, didn't work. And then those guys hooked me up when I was like 28.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. I made up for lost time,
yeah,
you guys.
Late bloomer. Late bloomer.
I've gone nonstop except bringing, for a month, you may have heard about.
Bringing the hammer.
Yeah, man.
Let's look at, we do a thing on here called the State of Pot. And the idea behind that is that we can track. We can track who's watching this show the most per capita. And Washington, D.C. kicks everybody's ass every week. Every episode, they are the people that are most, you know, this is the fifth time in a row. Their 21st win since we've been keeping track of this stuff.
Wow.
And yeah, in D.C., they're watching this show. And, you know, when I say they, I mean, you know, a good probably 800 or 900 of them. But per capita, that kills, you know, that makes it happen. And then the top four, the final five are always all the places where it's super legal and California, Oregon, Washington, Colorado, California. Those people are watching. But here's my question for you guys. We're going to do a pot quiz, Hop Shots. The first person who can name one of the states, just you could just name as many states, both of you at the same time. You could take turns if you're, you know, if you're all polite and high. But first person who can name one of the states, one of the five bottom states watching this program. The last episode was me by myself just sitting here getting high and talking to the camera.
Mississippi. Wyoming.
Number one. The number one bottom, which is weird. Does that make it number five or number one? But yeah, Mississippi, you nailed it right away. Which one did you say?
I said Wyoming.
Wyoming did not make that cut, but it's probably not far behind. Alabama, South Carolina, Louisiana, and Arkansas.
The old Bible Belt.
Yeah,
They're not down with the cause.
No, they're not.
And they just, it's just, the people there would love it. Not necessarily this show, but marijuana. If they just,
yeah,
you know what I mean? If they just give it a chance, or they're all just so closeted about their use of it. Every time I go to the South, I have a blast. I meet plenty of stoners, and they're not too bummed about being there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I mean, everybody wants it legal everywhere, you know?
Yeah. Well, there's good stuff everywhere, isn't there?
Everybody else, have you ever watched the show?
I've watched a little bit of it.
Yeah, but have you ever seen this guy?
No.
Has this guy ever come out?
No.
Take a hold of that. Tell me what you think of that.
It's pretty great. It's a monkey.
Yeah.
It's the year.
Halfway home.
It's the year of the monkey. It's a. What is it?
It's a lighter, so be careful because the flame comes out of the top of his head.
Hey!
Okay. As Pete Holmes says, it's a monkey in caveman days.
What? Am I going to break
an
this?
Idea. It doesn't work great anymore because people have been.
Fucking with it?
Yeah.
Like what I did with it?
I mean, we're not going to be able to light anything with it, but we never do anyway.
Another minute, I might have put this in my ass.
I think it's inappropriate for children. I think it's like something children would want to play with, and then that happens. You know, then a fucking flame's shooting out of its head. It's like one of the products that Dan Aykroyd would have when he was, you know, in those sketches on Saturday Night Live where they were saying his products were all dangerous.
Yes.
All right, come on, the kids love bag of glass.
Bag of glass.
Bag of glass. Come on, this thing's, the kids love it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's got a hashtag on the internet.
But let me Mike hold on to it for a second there. When you first
a little heavier up, than you think.
There
it
we
is,
go. You know? Hashtag heavy monkey.
It's a little weighty.
Heavy monkey.
I gotta do this real quick. Oh, that was a good one.
That was a good one.
Yeah. And we will be right back. We'll see you in a minute. It's time to talk CISO. CISO is a premium comedy streaming channel. S-E-E-S-O. It's on demand, 24/7 streaming comedy, anytime, anywhere. It's curated for the comedy connoisseur. You know who you are. Original series, quotable classics, next day late night, stand-up specials, and more. It's only $3.99 a month. No joke. No ads. Ad-free. Countless hours of premium HD comedy. Never before. Or seen new originals, new comedy added every week. Try it now for free. All you gotta do is start as a guest. No credit card needed. They've got lots of great content, including the UCB show. You've heard me talk about UCB Theater in New York and LA, and how I love all the people involved in those places, and I have them on my shows all the time. Well, the UCB show is a weekly variety sketch showcase from the original founders of the Upright Citizens Brigade, Amy Poehler, Matt Walsh, Matt Besser, and Ian Roberts. I've smoked with a few of them. I'm not going to lie to you. And you're going to love their show, and you're going to love CISO. Go to CISO.com and start watching all the comedy you can stream for free. CISO.com. Stream free today. No credit card needed. Back to the show.
Welcome back to Get It Done with High.
I was just saying, I think people hearing that twice in the show just gets drags things down a little bit.
Hey, if you're feeling dragged
down.
Just
giving producer notes while I'm on doing the live show.
If you're feeling dragged down.
What do you got here, John?
It's a bottle of Jumbo.
Oh, shit.
So here's what happens. From now on the show, whenever, because guests, so it's always sitting here, and guests will go, what is this? And then you hit the button, Jumbo.
Nice.
That'll be hilarious.
What is Jambo doing?
Oh, anyway, it's a
Jambo.
It's a spray that's got in this case it's
removed the THC.
It's a CBD spray, and it's got like 100 milligrams of whatever that would be. And it's got a peppermint oil in it too. It doesn't taste too bad, and it seems to work pretty good. I always do it here while I'm also smoking all this other stuff, so it's hard to really judge how high this would work individually.
Well, it doesn't get you high, though, because they removed the THC from that. It's for pain. It's really good.
Right. It's more of a dulling sensation than a high.
Yeah, no, it helps people with seizures and stuff like that.
Sure. Oh, it just helps me at parties because my breath is just it's just delightful after I try some
Jumbo.
What a professional. Like, yeah, I just snuck up with you on that, and you just jumped right
there
in.
There you go.
2,393 people are watching us right now.
Hello.
Live. Shout out.
That's like a big...
When it gets to 2,400, we should do something special.
So there's no take backs at this point, you guys.
No party.
This is serious.
I'm serious, though.
Don't fuck around, man.
I'm serious, too.
Yeah, please hit something else because the message board calls us pussies if we don't.
Really?
Call me a pussy.
I can't be a pussy today because people are mad at me for calling Donald Trump a pussy.
Really?
Who's mad?
Seriously?
Well, you know, dumb people. But
yeah, totally.
But I mean, even people like Trump has got to admit it's a pretty pussy move that he can't talk to Megyn Kelly and not be a sexist asshole while he's doing it.
I mean, he also, just the fact that if he's gonna face down ISIS, why can't he face down fucking Megyn Kelly? That's ridiculous.
So what happened?
He's a fucking asshole.
Is this why he's not on debate tonight?
He doesn't want to do the debate
because Megyn Kelly treated him unfairly, which he's been whining about ever since it happened months ago. And he's number one in the polls. That's all he talks about is how he hates Megyn Kelly, and he's number one in the polls. Like, he doesn't say anything about any issues other than, you know, building a wall and Mexico's gonna pay for it. So anyway, I don't want this to be a political show, especially when they could just view the debate in a little while.
Right.
Because I'm interested in that debate because it'll be interesting to see them all They're still going to mention Trump, but he's going to do another weird move that he does.
Oh, my
that
God.
Elevates him. It just keeps elevating him. Every weird thing he does. Just the way, just look at his Twitter feed. The way he interacts with people, he's like, you can't imagine Obama, Bush on his drunkest day. You can't imagine any of it. Bush coked out of his mind wouldn't write the shit that
Bush
Trump
on
is
an
writing.
Eight ball. Bush on an eight ball wouldn't write that shit.
Yeah, it's insane. It's so not presidential.
It's TV shit. He's a TV star, you know, man.
Maybe,
he's like manipulating the media, man. He's good at
We're getting what we pay for on that.
Yeah, we are.
It's a television villain. Know?
And Arnold Schwarzenegger's only taken over Apprentice because now he thinks that's a stepping stone to the presidency. That's... And I bet you Trump would try to do an executive an executive order, executive action that would make you don't have to be a citizen. You don't have to be born here to be president. And then Schwarzenegger is in.
Let it go.
That's a pretty good theory.
That's a scary.
It's a pretty sweet.
Let it go.
Yeah, we're trying to have a nice time. We're trying to get high with a cartoon dog.
There you go. Exactly.
And listen to them say some fun things.
Yes.
Go. How's the doggy talk? I apologize. I hear the show's great, but I've never seen
I've never seen
a dog show.
The show is the show. Well, you do a thing.
You know, I have an entire podcast devoted to that show.
That's so
with
awesome.
John Moe, yeah.
That's how I got the idea to bring you guys together.
I talked to John.
Because we booked you, and I said, and then I texted you, and said that we were going to do an episode of this show where Open Mike Eagle and I talk about what a pussy you are.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you're like, oh, you know, now that you mention it, I'll come on. So it was that easy. It was that easy. They just call you a pussy, which is not a typical behavior of me.
No.
I was just being silly because I thought you'd still be pretty steadfast in your
No, thank you. I changed my mind. I said, you know what, it's all good. I mean,
well, what
I'm
about
a patient,
this?
So it's all good. You know what I mean?
What do you both think of this?
What?
So do you perform high often?
Yeah.
Always?
Prefer to.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It's so fun.
Yeah, it is.
And the crowd expects nothing less. Right? They're sort of down with
it. I don't know if they have expectations either way.
Right,
I don't think they know.
Right. It doesn't matter. You seem pretty chill and not, you know, you can handle a lot.
Yeah. I just, you know, I focus on singing good shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's the thing is that for you, it's good. I imagine it's a combination of relaxer and focuser at the same time.
Yeah, it is.
You know? But it's still so exciting that, you know, that especially like music-wise, I can see why a lot of people in music are high because when there's a big crowd that's that cheering and into and knows your stuff, you know, it's like riding a wave, you know? Whereas comedy, like a lot of comedians don't do it high because shit's gonna come at you that's like not, you know, it's random.
Yeah, true.
And then, you know, how you deal with it when you're high. I mean, I'm used to being high on stage, so it's, you know, I just deal with it. But it's different.
When I was doing stand-up.
You had a partner.
Back in the 90s.
He was a part of a duo.
That's when I first met John. Yeah, that's right. We did a week in Vegas.
Mm-hmm. What was the duo?
You were doing that Hoover Dam joke. But...
can't perform in Vegas without doing it, although I just did.
Yeah, there you go.
I've forgotten to do the...
You forgot to do the Hoover Dam joke.
My classic Vegas bit.
The name of the act is called Red Johnny Narangai. We were in New York City for a while and then broke
up. You had an MTV show.
Had an MTV show. We had all sorts of shit going on. And then it just tanked.
I didn't mean to bring that up.
That's all right. It's totally fine.
But so when you were on stage, though, you also had another guy, and your shit was tight as hell.
Yeah,
like it was. Then, you were like kind of, you were white rapping.
Yeah, but No, we did. We like I would beatbox. He rhyme.
Also,
yeah.
What's it called?
We were Red Johnny and the Round Guy.
I
were like
all that shit.
You could Google it. And it's
I can't hear the expression "living check to check."
There you go.
Without having your melody.
We had a bunch of songs in the act.
I'm sorry to interject, but that's the name of my new single. That's really weird.
What?
It's called what?
Living Check to Check?
Yeah.
That's funny.
This is also weird because, well, it's not weird. I'm just an idiot. Because when I saw that on your stuff that you had a single called that, I sang his fucking song in my head.
Yeah,
it didn't make any connection.
That's really funny. That's really funny.
So what do you think about, you're doing this here in this basement, which is a very warm environment and an extra big crowd today, which is nice. Because people want you to sign their bodies. But what do you think about doing this same format where you just get high and we chat and play games and stuff in front of an audience of like, what is the Alex Theater seat? Do we know?
1,300
people. Plus live streaming.
That's pretty crazy. The whole thing. That's pretty crazy.
And Eric Andre might bring a dog.
And it's that would be a really
stinky
theater. That theater will reek.
Well, the audience will just have to use vape pens because California law, you can't light things on fire in a theater.
Yeah, only if you're on stage in a show.
We're going to have volcano bags.
Oh, there you go.
The audience can't have that because they can't plug in anywhere.
There you go. There it is.
So there is a divide between us and the audience, but also I hope people would just arrive high and eat some edibles. And you know, step outside if they need to, because the whole thing's being recorded for archival purposes, so you can see it later if you miss part of it. I just think it's going to be a fun experience to be. We've done it in front of audiences of 300 people.
That's, well,
and
shit,
100.
You're going to have fun.
But this is 1,300 people.
That's going to be huge.
Yeah. So that's April 20th. Tickets are on sale now at bit.ly.com/GWGT.
Nice job. Way to go, bro.
/GDWH420. That's a tough one, right? Getting dug with high.
Getting dug with high, 420. That's all.
You can't write the whole thing out. You got to do GDWH.
420.
Tickets are first come, first served. So the earlier you buy, the closer you'll be to getting a contact high from us blowing it in your face.
Can I come hang out?
Dude, I was sort of inviting both of you to participate.
Oh.
But you don't have to say yes or no right now. I know a lot. April 20 is a big day for all of us. So there's lots of options, but yeah, we'd love to have you in the audience or on the stage.
I would love to be there.
I would love to be there. I will have to check my schedule.
Yeah. But I just realized that's how we should book this thing. Because now everyone's like, those guys might be there. That's great. And we won't say whether or not you're actually going to show up. We'll do that behind the scenes.
Yes.
Yeah. So the chance that you're going to be there.
I might.
There's every goddamn person in that audience is going to have a tattoo of a doggy or a tin can.
I'll bring my Sharpie.
Because on Adventure Time, you're a dog, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I'm a dog, and yeah.
I'm starting to feel like I was even wrong about that.
Nah.
You're like, oh, you doggy. Hey, man, I'm a talking fire hydrant. Let's do some pot topics.
Okay.
Pot topics.
Florida. That's enough about them.
Yeah.
In Georgia, no. I just started getting into it, and it's complicated. But there's a group pushing for marijuana legalization in Florida that's called United for Care. And they're going to have another chance to. They're the same people that tried in 2014. And, you know, you need a supermajority in Florida on these initiatives. So it failed with like 58%. And in other places where it's now legal to smoke weed, it passed with 55 or less.
Mm. Oh, God.
Yeah, so Florida got so close. And I would be so happy if Florida was legal because I love theme parks and warm weather. And an occasional awful, they just had some really bad wind. They had, like, cars were flipped and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But anyway, they say they're going to be back on the ballot in November. So good for you, Florida. Keep up the good work.
Right.
Georgia, a bill submitted to the Georgia legislature would lower the penalty for marijuana possession from a felony to a misdemeanor. That's good. It's not great. But right now, anything more than an ounce is a felony. So I'm glad I always think I have less than an ounce on me, right? I'd have to. Sometimes you got to check all your pockets. So anyway, possession would be a misdemeanor. And oh, man, but that misdemeanor can be a year in jail or a $1,000 fine. So remind me to not get caught in Georgia still. I thought Georgia was, as soon as I saw that it was a pot topic, I was excited that, you know, that it was going to pass. Because I love Atlanta. I love playing Atlanta.
Yeah. Atlanta's a fun town.
Yeah. Athens is cool.
I have never been to Athens.
What?
I played Athens one time and it was terrible.
Really?
Yeah, but that's only because my show was the first day at the University of Georgia, like their home football game.
Oh yeah.
So it was
Yeah, that shit.
Like no sensible people came
out. You play College Town when their team is playing.
Yeah.
Fucking, you're just gonna get some sweet pussy. Because the girls don't care. No, everybody in that school is just all about that.
Yeah.
All about the time. Which is fun in its own way, I guess.
Not if you're going to town to work, though. That's
You
know, Athens has that reputation for having like some hip people, you know.
Yeah.
Just they didn't come outside that day at all. They all stayed home.
They were not apparent.
Yeah, people, you know, the NFL's got a real grip on Sundays. They even say that in that movie Concussion. Albert Brooks says the NFL owns the day of the week.
Yeah, they say it used to belong to church, and I think it was
Wow.
What do you do? Celebrity impressions as well, or are you mostly just character voices?
No, I can do some impressions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's a good? What's like? Can you do Nick Nolte? You've already got...
Hell, goddamn son of a bitch.
I asked because you
Come
already
on,
have
Reggie,
you already
I'm got right
the
top,
costume
man.
On.
Yeah, I do.
You've already got the Nolte going everywhere.
Oh, goddamn it. It's the best goddamn partner I ever had.
I'm sitting next to Canary Row Nick Nolte.
Yeah,
right
now. Totally. Totally.
That's
Canary
amazing.
Row. That's funny.
Remind me of Red Fox a little bit, too, though.
Yeah, sure.
Esther, you're so ugly. I press your face in dough and make gorilla cookies.
Gorilla cookies?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
I do a Morgan Freeman.
Oh, yeah, please. Talk about the weed you've been smoking today, Morgan.
Today, the weed that I was smoking is a wonderful sativa grown here locally in California. Strawberry Banana is the name of the strain.
It's like March of the Penguins, too.
They ever heard, I forget somebody was saying on.
I once ate penguin. It was in Atlanta. It tasted just like chicken.
Okay, have you seen this guy, Ross, I want to say his name right, Marquand on Twitter?
Yeah, he's got some.
He's got that rapid fire where they're all just weird things.
Yeah, but there's some really great stuff in there. There's some laugh out loud ones. Yeah,
such a little
the Kevin
thing.
Spacey interrupting the audition was perfect.
What movie did he say it was? That was funny too. Some sequel, I can't remember, but it was brilliant.
There's so much fun. I mean, he's invented a new form of impressions, because why wouldn't anybody want to try it?
Yeah.
You know, especially when you sort of make a noise and then you realize it sounds like something.
I love the one
Al Pacino trying to get a straw in his mouth. Already you're in because it's Al Pacino trying to get a straw in his mouth. So all he has to do is grumble a little
who's
bit.
Who's the English action star? The guy.
Statham? Or?
Yes, the Jason Statham.
What does he
point?
Do? What happens to Jason?
Really, really funny.
So I came up with one, and I think he probably already does Walken, but I came up with a Walken one. This is Christopher Walken finding out that his flight's been canceled. Why?
I want to go back to the Morgan Freeman. I can do
okay.
Morgan Freeman doing Mandela.
Okay.
The state of South Africa is very, very important. You see, we need to get everyone together. Yes. So we must
this is
play
who
this game.
Who?
Yeah.
Which was, those,
remember,
that was,
did you ever see that movie?
That was Morgan Freeman?
Morgan Freeman doing Mandela.
All right. Because he
I'm
did
telling
that
you,
I didn't
in
see
a movie.
Movie.
You didn't see the
I
fucking
didn't see the movie.
Come on. Come on, guys. You're killing me. That was all for naught.
All right, well, we got to take a break here in a second. We will definitely be back with more Guys Don't Wear Hats, generally disruptive weasel hijacking, grabbing ducks wearing hats, gorilla don't wash hands. Do you want to say this one?
Gesturing dramatically within Hogwarts.
Yeah. Those are all alternate titles for this show. Because it's the same initials. See? Isn't that fun?
It's all right.
We like to... We like to educate here in this basement.
Yes.
Information that's absolutely useless out once you leave here. Did you see the offices over there when you came in? Mm-hmm. Like, isn't it funny how we're just in the corner of an office building?
Yeah.
And the people that work there are so cool. Like, most of them sit on balls.
Really?
Yeah, you know what I mean? There's a lot of desks where their chair is just a big round ball and they sit on
and
it.
And they work their core all day.
When I say most of them, I probably saw one guy doing it, but seems like... It reminds me of, did you ever watch that show 30-something? Where they worked at a advertising agency, and so they'd be spitballing in their office and shooting baskets in those little Nerf baskets.
Yeah.
And the whole place was kind of open, you know, and everybody, that's what this place reminds me of.
Okay.
Great story, Doug. John DiMaggio, why does it say right here under the plugs? Because Open Mike Eagle's got a ton of plugs that I'm going to do in a minute, but you just says no plugs.
I've signed some NDAs.
Nothing going on?
So I've signed some NDAs.
Like,
that kind of thing.
He's going to be the voice of a robot in Star Wars 8. Don't tell anybody. And we'll be right back after this break.
I'm Dan Levy, and I'm the host of Baby Talk. What is Baby Talk? I'll tell you. It's a show where I take my comedian friends and bring them together with little children, and a bunch of weird shit happens.
And I'm DJ Jensen Karp. You see, for the past 3 years, we've been doing a live show over at the Meltdown Theater in Los Angeles.
And we thought, how can we make less money? Let's put it on the internet.
So we've taken our strangest kids from the live show and paired them with our favorite broken comedians, and we filmed 9 episodes for you to watch online.
It's an original show that seems very similar to Kids Say the Darndest Things, because it is very similar to Kids Say the Darndest Things.
And you're gonna love the show, even if you hate kids, especially if you hate kids.
Have fun watching, it's very funny.
Well, if you remember, we saw you, I think, 3 weeks after I gave birth.
Yes.
At a wedding.
Yeah, it was not, you were not great then.
We
I
were
barely
not
remember
great.
That. Yeah, like the first 2 months have been erased from existence. Like I was been in a coma, but the coma was just dealing with a 2 month baby, yeah.
And I saw people, you didn't do this, you were so sweet, but I saw people, I couldn't stop talking, I just couldn't stop talking. And I saw people at that wedding back away from me. I'm not ready to be out with people.
Jason, do you see them less?
Well, it's interesting. I will say this. My life, relatively unaffected by their baby.
Welcome back to Get It Done with High.
That.
Jumbo. Sorry, I couldn't resist.
I love it. 2,400 viewers. We're up some 670 viewers, something like that. Very exciting. And you can see Open Mike Eagle with Serengeti Dave in Chicago on February 18th, Madison, Wisconsin, February 19th. Can I guess the venue in Madison?
You can guess it, but I might not know the answer.
Okay, forget it then. Milwaukee on February 20th and Minneapolis on February 21.
That is a cold tour.
Yeah, cold tour.
We just came from Europe this week, though, so we're used to freezing.
Okay. Suffering for Your Art Tour. Mm-hmm. Go to MikeEagle.net for all the deets. And see him at the Riot Comedy Fest this very weekend in Los Angeles.
Yeah, please.
With our friend, previous guest, Baron Vaughn. You have a show together.
Yeah, we have a show we've been doing at UCB, and we're doing it here at Riot Fest.
What's that called?
It's called The New Negroes.
I thought so. It says so on the card, but I prefer you to say it.
Not pranking you.
What are you two Negroes doing downtown?
When you put it that way. Right.
Yeah. You got to pull that one out. Yeah,
so dumb. I'm going to be in Texas this weekend. I'm playing this LOL Comedy Club in San Antonio on Saturday at 4:20. And then I've got a show coming up February 25th in Fort Lauderdale, Florida at the Improv. At the in that swamp where the Hard Rock is, and then March 24th, I'm in San Jose at the beautiful improv. It's a big like theater sized cool. club. And all my dates are at DougLoveMovies.com. And are you guys feeling good and high? Did you get a real good high going?
Yes.
All right, so now is the part of the show where we ask you to watch a magic trick. It's game time.
Yes.
Hey guys.
I'm very excited about this.
All right, cool.
So I've got 52 cards here, standard deck. And John, I'm gonna have you help me out. Just reach out and tap a card. Take it out for me, actually. All right. Show it to the mic, show it to the camera. Perfect, place it back in the deck. Now we have this Rasta-covered, colored ashtray here. Mike, would you mind taking that for me off the table? I'll hand it to you. I placed something in there before the show. If you just open that up.
It's a card. Just show everybody.
Yeah.
Boom. Yeah. You just got Pokeballed.
Magic!
That's a Pokeball for, it's really great for clearing your bowls. Here, I'll show you how we work that. We got a little deal going with them where people, the fans of this show.
Fucking genius.
right? It's a good item.
There you go.
Yeah, and it's just, Gabe likes to incorporate things that just are out in our world here with his magic.
Great. I was at the Magic Castle yesterday.
You did?
Yeah, I was there yesterday. This is like the most magical 2 days of my life.
That's awesome.
This is the most magic you've seen probably to you, right?
Awesome.
Did you go in the close-up room at the Magic Castle?
No, we tried to do that. We picked the wrong line. And then we got sleepy.
Yeah.
We saw like the show in the main room.
Did you go to the piano and ask for requests?
No. No, I didn't do that either. What people do? See, we didn't really know what people do there. We just knew it was a place. Right. So we just went and ate and watched people do
magic. You put a tie on?
I had to, right?
Yeah.
That's the rules.
Yeah, that's the rules, yeah. You gotta wear a suit.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. Suit jacket.
That's why I never go anymore.
I put a suit together. I look crazy. I don't usually do that, you know?
Speaking of crazy, we sell mugs for $28. I mean, that's with shipping and everything, right? But still, it's ridiculous. Not this mug, though. We got to get Chameleon Glass to make some of these for us. But T-shirts, blue cards, cards for high manity, I like to call them. Check it out at bit.ly/DougMerch. Subscribe and like. Do you see how floppy the cards are this week? The regular cards couldn't make it this week, so we'll have less floppy ones next week. Pokeball, we already talked about. Pokeball.com, get a 10% discount if you use the promo code.
Oh, God. Doug Loves Movie.
You didn't have to make one up. Doug, it's just Doug.
No, it's Doug. No, getting Doug with High 420.
I just realized as I was doing it, he's got to guess what my promo code is.
I'm like, I forgot. Just told it. Is it Doug?
Yeah, it's Doug. But I also would have taken, I would have laughed if you said Jumbo again.
Jumbo.
Our next show is TBD, as we like to say, because we gotta, you know, round up some guests. But like, I feel like I should drop some names that are circling their wagons so that people can maybe push them one way or another. Robin Thicke might come on the program.
Really?
Maybe. Peaches, you know Peaches?
Sure, Teaches with the Teaches of Peaches.
Yeah. Yes. Peaches might show up.
Peaches.
Looks like Ron Funches is going to come back again soon. He's
Ron's
a favorite,
a buddy,
of course.
Man.
Policewoman's Angie Dickinson is going to be here.
Hannibal Buress is a no-go.
Really?
Yeah, because he doesn't... He's like a hit at the end of the night kind of pot smoker.
Right.
So he thinks it would ruin his evening or day or whatever. Wait, there's another really good one that I was excited about. Jay Chandrasekhar might come back. Also, he's been on a couple times, but we also might drag in some more of the Broken Lizard guys. So all that's potentially coming up on a day and time to be determined soon. Just check the YouTube page and... Thank you again to Open Mike Eagle and John DiMaggio. That's easily one of the most fun times I've had doing this.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was a real fun one.
I want to see.
I'm entertained by your antics.
This is crazy,
right? It's it doesn't have any beverage in it because
but that's just
that's
ridiculous.
Just showing off. But I was gonna sign off by taking a hit off of this baby. I put my mouth in the wrong place. I wouldn't mind that if you covered that and hit it and all the smoke just came in here and you're just whoa.
That's what I thought it was.
You just fucking steamroll it. No, it's like it's just like this. It's the
I see.
The pipes.
Go I got it. Jumbo. Oh, that is a jumbo. Jesus.
It's very hard to clear. You get a nice little milky bottom. Yes. As we say.
A little technical term.
Oh my God.
That's what she said. Too soon. All right. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you as soon as possible.